Okay, so we're still talking about BASE Awards. BASE Awards, which was set up to recognize talent and contributions in the reggae and reggae dancehall industry in Ghana. Last week, some sentiments were put out there by Black Rasta, and now we are fortunate to have Root Eye, that is Root Eye, who actually needs no introduction, but who is the director for reggae at the BASE Awards, to clarify, if you will, a few things. Thanks for your time, Daddy Root Eye, and welcome.
Yes, give thanks. Thanks. I'm queen.
Okay, so let me start by asking, BASE Awards. There have been a few issues raised about the BASE Awards. I believe you must have heard some of it through the grapevine. But basically, people think that it's been hijacked by a certain hip life cabal. Can you respond to this?
I disagree to that. I mean, even though people say that, I think what really has led to the hijacking, well, what I've heard is that it's been hijacked by dancehall artists. You know, Black Rasta are dead hip life artists. You know, I don't know which hip life artists, you know, would come up and pick up BASE Awards, you know. But last year or so, I think we had Edem, you know. I bear them, I mean, and picked an award. Yes. Edem picked up an award from BASE Awards, you know, as a hip life artist. A song for a reggae, the car reggae song gets, and you are right, the biggest reggae that ever was produced, you know, within that year under review, you know, and so he deserves that award. I don't think that if any musician, you know, at a point decides to step aside and do reggae or dancehall and promote it very well, and the song gets appreciated and accepted by every reggae enthusiast, it should be sidelined when we're rewarding or awarding people who have contributed to the growth of reggae music in our country. So I think that Edem deserves that award, and we didn't have anyone complaining about that. This year, the nominations came out, and we had the same sentiments being expressed, you know, by some of the reggae people, you know, including Black Rasta himself. And I think that it has been because, you know, these dancehall artists have built a following for themselves. And for me, that is a very important part of the business. You cannot be in your room, record a good reggae or dancehall song, keep it, you know, in your room. The farthest you go with your promotion is sharing it on your on the various groups on WhatsApp that you belong to, and ending it there. And the song would receive an award, but it doesn't work like that anywhere. You know, but I feel that they like the Ruth Blanton and those young ones that are coming up, the Jupiters and Episode and them, and they have built a certain kind of following, you know, who support their music and share their music, spread their music. Mm. So the music is all over the place.
I hear you.
It is just natural. It is just natural that it will take over.
I hear you on that.
We were looking for dancehall, reggae artists. These are the guys that are in the front line.
Mm. I hear you on that, but let me pick this argument from this angle. You know, let me play the advocate in this situation. So I think that the argument that some of these guys are making is that reggae, and you are a witness of that because you have been in this game for as long as anyone can remember. Now, reggae has been like so unrecognized, and then comes BASE Awards. And everybody's happy. It's going to be great. But the people who have been playing reggae for all this time feel like they've plowed the field for the dancehallers to come and reap. Whereas because they don't see. Okay, I'll repeat that. I'm saying that I think that what the situation really is that the people who play roots reggae or whatever reggae feel like they've worked on this field for so long. They've plowed the field, they've sown the seed, and then here comes the dancehall artist to reap. And they feel like, okay, can't we at least find a certain portion within this as well? People have been playing reggae from the beaches, from the ghettos, from wherever. They were not recognized. It was really hard for a reggae artist to to even make any kind of, you know, name for himself in Ghana. So Base Awards comes and everyone is excited because they feel like Base Awards is going to unearth that talent that has been hidden for so long, only for them to realize that it's a new breed of artists with a tag dancehall who are getting the limelight right now.
I think the issue is very simple. You cannot do music without promotion. That is my argument. You cannot do music without promotion. And then again, you cannot just promote just anything and expect to yield some results. It's the people, the public. The public is so exposed to music from the world because of the internet. Mm-hmm. And so they can tell the difference between proper sound, you know, like good quality sound, and mediocre. You get me?
Yep.
I think that these dancehall, you know, these dancehall artists take the business a little bit more serious than those who are claiming to be the typical roots reggae artists.
Mm.
Or some of them. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I see in Ghana is that almost every individual carrying dreadlocks carries himself as a reggae artist. That cannot be. The reality is that you need to possess some skill set, you know, to claim to be a reggae artist. You get it? Then mm-hmm. people cannot be fooled. If you put a good quality reggae song or album out there, it is for the people to either reject it or accept it. Dr. Nilante is a testimony. We all know how Dr. Nilante's music is being played across all the radio stations and all the radio programs, not necessarily on the reggae shows, because the music is good.
Hmm.
You get me? Not necessarily the reggae shows alone,
mm-hmm.
because the people love the music. He promotes the music. You get it?
Yeah.
We need to rise to the occasion. The public have been enlightened by the internet. In today's Ghana, you cannot record anything that has a and call it reggae. it has to contain all the other elements that will make any reggae song qualify as a reggae song.
Mm. Okay, I hear you on that.
Those days when reggae music recorded in Ghana sounded like High Life or anything like that are gone. Today the people are enlightened. They know the differences. So bring quality and will be accepted. These young guys are doing what I think is right. That is why they're being accepted over those who think that they have been here for so long and deserve to be awarded for what? For being here for so long?
Let me ask you this. So one thing that Black Rasta said is that the idea is veering off the original idea that Base Awards was set up for. You think so?
No. The idea remains the same. It remains the same because it is a concept that was built, you know, that was designed to reward and award people who make contributions, you know, to our reggae and dancehall industry here in Ghana. It hasn't changed. There wasn't any single individual that picked up a Base Award who hadn't done anything for reggae dancehall in Ghana. There wasn't a single individual. I'm telling you something. You see, music is supposed to create employment.
Mm-hmm.
You see, music is supposed to create employment. That's one of the most important factors. These dancehall boys are employing people. They have bloggers all over the place. They have employed people who make make sure their promotion is vibrant at all times. They are out there. And all these boys have jobs to do because of these so-called Black Rastas and the other people are, you know, choosing to call them. Mm. For me, they are practicing music, and music that is related to reggae, dancehall. That's what they are doing.
So let me ask then, why then don't we just stick to, say, dancehall awards? Because that's the argument some of them are making. If you feel like reggae is not really pulling its weight or be deserving its place on this platform, why not just target dancehall awards?
It's not dancehall awards. It's typically reggae and dancehall. It's not dancehall awards. The thing is that I think that these dancehall boys are working harder.
Mm.
They are taking their music to places where the reggae people don't want to think of going.
Mm. Okay.
You get me?
Yeah.
They will produce their music. And make sure that the music is out there.
Mm.
What I see is that even though I cannot vouch for them, you know, but in terms of quality, I cannot really vouch for them because I still have problems with the quality of the music. You know, as far as dancehall music in Ghana is concerned, I have a big problem. But the thing is, they are at least promoting the music. They are selling themselves. They are putting themselves on top of the mad people. That is what our reggae people should do. Because Dr. Neil Anke has done it whenever Shasham Ali Hamza and he takes over him. You get me?
Yeah.
When anyone is, as a speaking to you, we all know he's up there, you know, somewhere in the north. You know, putting up a concert. Reggae people should be up and doing. That is my problem.
We
should be up and doing instead of sitting back and just talking. You can do it, boys. We need to do the same. We can learn from them.
No, I'm asking if Black Rasta boycotting the event had any impact at all.
Capacity. Everything. I think everyone who attended the event had fun. You know, everyone was entertained. And again, after the event, I think apart from the little mishap that happened, you know, with Neil Tay and Iwan's awards being mixed up, you know, there wasn't a single award that was given to anyone that had any controversy, you know, around it. No one cheated in award. They don't give it to whoever. Everyone who picked up an award at the event deserved it. The crowd, the public, you know, approved of it, endorsed it. And so for me, that's enough.
Mm. So address this for me then. There was an issue where we read about a group of people invading the stage at a point. And Black Rasta suggests that this is something that actually occurs a lot at the BASE Awards. Like, people even attempted to attack him or something to that effect. And then at a point, they booed him on stage. What happened this year with the mob on the stage?
I think it was last year. You see these dancehall people. These dancehall people have a young, vibrant, energetic fan base. You know, who would go to any event to support their, you know, their idols. You know, and would do anything to show their love and, you know, their appreciation for the artist. And sometimes they take it way overboard. It is up to the artist to address these issues. You know, because at a point you cannot really control them. You need to have safety. You know, like there, and at certain venues, you cannot really do so much with security, you know, when it comes to that. I mean, when it comes to fans invading the stage and things like that.
So you're suggesting it was not an attack?
The other people would conduct.
You're suggesting it was not an attack. No, it was out of enthusiasm.
It was purely young people who were excited to see their idols on that important stage, and they were so happy and things like that. What happened last year to Black Rasta? You know, I was shocked. I was utterly shocked, you know, because I felt this was a man that has dedicated his life to promoting reggae music, you know. But then upon speaking to some of the boys, because I was wondering why they would do that to, you know, such a big man, you know, and they said, oh, Black Rasta only plays a certain kind of, you know, reggae, and he plays only his music. He doesn't support any other person, you see. So I think it was a small group of people who decided to just embarrass him. You know that thing. And you know, when people start, sometimes mob action starts from just a small group of people starting to do something, and then it just catches on.
Mob psychology, you know? I guess. So
that is what happened. Yes. Yes.
All right. So in conclusion, let me ask you, Rutai, as somebody who eats, drinks, breathes, wears reggae, someone who knows almost everything about reggae in Ghana, you know that reggae artists are struggling. You know how hard, how difficult it is for some of them to even put a single together. Don't you think that BASE Awards could have, for instance, affirmative action in the sense that we could, so to speak, and I hate to use these words, lower the bar a bit just to recognize some of these artists to help them to climb higher? I call it affirmative action. Do you think this is a good idea?
Yes. Yes. I personally have a plan, you know, and I always had it before, you know, just a way. You know, about a week or so ago, I've been appointed to the director of Black Media, and I'm really thinking of doing something that would help, you know, our brothers and sisters who are struggling, I mean, those into reggae who are struggling. Because I realize that when it comes to production, the quality has always been a problem. You know, it takes just a few people who can afford it. But Milan thinks that for God's sake, so he can afford it. You know, some of these young people have friends who own studios and could go to them and get their music recorded virtually for free. So how about the remaining money? You get it? So I'm thinking that we need to form a relationship with producers outside Ghana who can give, because what is being done here is okay. That is our sound. But for us to be able to get out there and compete, you know, fairly, we would need to have a certain quality. And so, one of the immediate things I want to do, you know, is to get forge some relationship with some of these international producers and see if they can do us favors by giving us rhythms for our people to, you know, to ride on, and then we can take it from there.
Awesome. So BASE Awards going forward, I know that Black Rasta, for instance, said that he does not want to boycott forever. He only wants to see it improve. And I'm sure that if you bring some of these ideas that you're just talking about, it will bring not just Black Rasta, but a whole lot of other people back on board to support the BASE Awards to be really what it should be. What do we expect to see from the BASE Awards going forward? Let's say next year. How different is it going to be?
Suggesting that the voting processes must be made a little bit more transparent. It should be out there for anyone to see, you know, the results as you vote. And it could be done. I mean, this is a very simple technology. So when you go on there and you vote, once you click to vote, it shows you, you know, the number of voter that you are. And so we can see, then people can be satisfied. That way people will take a little bit more serious. You know, then you realize, okay, why are people voting for this? Let me also either mobilize my fans to vote or do something, promote the music so it could be voted. That aside, I think that these awards must also be
concerned, you know, with the activities of the people, I mean, the stakeholders, the artists, you know, so we must help them in a way. There must be forums and workshops and things like that to help the industry upgrade. You know, and I think it is an idea that the owners of these awards, you know, welcome. So I foresee a great future for BASE Awards.
I really appreciate your time, Ruth. I thank you so much, and we definitely have you definitely have our support, and collectively we hope to bring reggae music and reggae dancehall in Ghana to the level that it really deserves. Thank you very much.
Thank you.